This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes. And shout out to our second sponsor, Kabaka Concept, a fashion project that plants a tree every time you purchase an order. We're changing the world one tree at a time. So find out more on how you can join this revolution at kabakaconcept.com. More details in the show notes. Let's get right into it. Baby, welcome to the party. Hey. Yo, I'm having way too much fun, man. But yeah, welcome to the Conversations and Chats with Tuku. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited and blessed that we're able to kick it here together, sending you nothing but love and just warm energy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should drop that rap album. I can't even hold a straight face. that would kill it. But anyways, what up? Welcome to the Conversations with Chance with Tuku. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am blessed and excited that we're able to kick it here together. As you can hear, I am having so much fun because for those who do not know, those who missed it, I just became a dad. And I am loving it. Without saying too much, I could talk about my boy all day, but yeah, I am loving this fatherhood thing. Fatherhood is the best hood. His name is Asante, which means gratitude in my language, Swahili. I am, as you know, I'm a believer in if you say it, then you gotta live it, you know? And he is everything to be grateful for. So yeah, we're really enjoying it, Crystal and I. And excited for this journey. How about you? What's up? What's new in your life? What's new and exciting? What's new and not exciting? I hope life is treating you well nonetheless, you know, and for the next little bit, let's just kick it together. Today's idea is read and you shall find, seek and you shall find, read your books. probably sound like a broken record, but I truly do believe that books are one of the last hidden gems that humans still have to, we don't tap into books enough. And especially in this day and age where everything has become so so convenient and so easy to find, books have become so underrated. So read your books. These like books will allow you to stay ahead, you know, and to find information that otherwise just stays untapped into, you know, because people are not willing to read. And just overall, people have gotten lazy. Nobody wants to read because reading takes a little bit of, you know, searching to find the right book or to find a good book. It takes a little bit of energy to actually physically read or to even listen to an audiobook, which we'll get into later on. Read. I cannot stress it enough. I love reading because it just allows for you to get so many benefits, you know. Number one, you get to improve your communication by reading other people's ideas, reading how they articulate their ideas. You also learn how to communicate your ideas with clarity, you know. And you also learn to listen, you know, because when you're reading, you're not, other than reading it out loud, you know, reading what you're looking at, you're not really talking back to the other person. So in a way, it teaches you to just sit back and take in information and to form your own opinion based on the information that you're taking in. Sometimes you choose to listen. Maybe it's advice. Sometimes you choose to listen to that advice. And sometimes you pick and choose what you're going to take from it that act of listening, you know, listen and or read, and you will learn how to listen. And I always say too, when you read, you get to experience it, to live hundreds of different lifetimes within one. You get to learn from people's mistakes. You get to learn from their failures. You get to learn from their life experiences as well. And in a way, it also saves you a lot of negative experiences in your life. You know, if somebody says, or a whole bunch of books are telling you to hang around people who have a positive attitude and zest for life, I mean, it's a no-brainer. If all these people are speaking that truth, then there's got to be something there, you know what I mean? Versus somebody who just goes through their life mindlessly, who will keep making those mistakes. You catch my drift? But yeah, read, and you will just basically get to learn or to live, relive people's lives and to kind of learn through their journey, you know? So you get to, you get to live multiple lifetimes within one. So once again, read. You actually will be surprised how many people I've connected with just because I love to read. You know, there's almost this unspoken respect and appreciation within the community of people who read. And I just love it. I love running into people who have a collection of books that maybe I have never heard of. And we can kind of exchange, we can kind of name drop and geek out, you know. It's so dope. And you're able to also form these friendships, you know. So why not? That's a bonus right there. And I love the fact that through reading, you will for sure find a book that will change your life. It's crazy. Like, there's certain books that I can definitely tell you that have changed my life. Maybe I can drop some of those in one of the next, one of the future episodes where we get into detail into, you know, some books. But yeah, for sure, along this journey, you will definitely, as Rick Ross says, you will most definitely find something, man. That was my Rick Ross impersonation. Oh, man. Jeez, I need some sleep. But anywho, yeah, you will definitely find a book that will change your life, you know? The crazy part is that it's crazy and cool at the same time. It's so dope that there's a book for everybody. There's literally a genre for everything, you know, whether you're into cooking, whether you're into finances, maybe you're into the spiritual side of things, maybe you're into fiction, nonfiction, whatever it is, there's a book out there for you, and there's always a lesson that you can take from it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, and it's literally just there waiting for you to pick it up and open, turn the pages. I love finding thrifted books because through those, each book has its own story beyond what is being said in the book. You can tell a lot about a man by, or woman, you know, by, based on the things that they're underlining, you know, because sometimes a book may speak to you differently depending on where you're at in your life. You know, maybe it's a happy time, you may highlight certain things. Maybe it's a sad time, you may highlight certain things. But it's just so dope to find, you know, thrifted books because they each have a story of their own, a story which is to be preserved and passed on, of course, right? So one time for, you know, thrifted books. But yeah, I can talk about this forever and ever, just how important books are. And you know what is dope? Is that you don't have to physically read anymore. You know, you can listen to audiobooks, and there's so many book streaming platforms out there. It takes a little bit of investing in yourself, but when you really think about it, it's literally like you sacrificing like a cup of coffee a week. Why not? You are worth it. You are worth investing into. So in a world where there's so many things to invest in, why not start with yourself? It's just a cup of coffee, you know? Some of us may need a little bit of coffee to stay up, especially, you know, these days with the baby and all. But in the long run, You know, it's just worth it. Invest in yourself. You know, maybe how many, I was gonna name drop, but hey, if you're not sponsoring this podcast, I'm not name dropping you. But just think about your favorite TV streaming platform. How many accounts do you need? Seriously, you can cancel one of them and replace it with an ebook platform or subscription. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really take that much. But yeah, all of that said, you don't have to read anymore. Physically, at least, you can just listen to a book. I love doing this, you know? Why listen to gossip, negative stuff, negative music, negative messages when you can switch that and replace it with things that are going to build you, things that are going to make you help you become a better person. I always say the best school, the best classroom is my car, you know, because I can drive around literally all day long if I'm not listening to, good music, some jazz, some nice Miles Davis, some Tupac, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening to them audiobooks. And yeah, it allows for you to get through books without physically having to read a book. You know, I do love my hard copy. So once I listen to a book that is dope, then I usually follow up with buying a hard copy book. So I just have it. Maybe I can pass it on and gift it to somebody. But yeah, find a way. Find what works best for you. Maybe it's reading, maybe it's listening. But yeah, just do it. And there's just so many perks to it that I think it's such a no-brainer. But how do you read? How do you go about, you know, the act of reading? I'd say just experiment, have an open mind, try different things. Maybe it's the audiobook, maybe it's physically reading, see what works for you. But I think what's important is take your time reading book. Sometimes it takes me months to read one book because I got to go back and fully understand it. You know, I'm not just reading it. I am trying to download this information, the ideas that are being shared. I want to process them and fully understand them. And I also would say just practice. The more you practice reading, the better it gets and the quicker you'll become over time. Trust me, you know. Coming from a slow reader. But yeah, there's no one way to read. Just pick up a book and start. You know what I'm saying? It's just so worth it. And I just think, yeah, in a world where things are easily served, this is a great way to stay ahead of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it takes a different breed. And it's crazy how rare it is these days, but read and you'll find the most accurate information. Maybe it's not a book, maybe it's a journal, maybe it's an article, maybe it's your local newspaper. Just read something, you know, rather than scrolling and reading people's captions all day and getting all sad. Pick up something that's going to build you and just read. You know what I mean? Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. At least you read, and it's going to just help you elevate. I'm telling you, you will find a book that will change your life, because I have found books so far that have changed mine, and I wish that upon everybody. You know? So, there you have it. Read your books. Yeah, did I miss anything? Did I say something that you thought was intriguing or helpful? Please feel free to share at Chance Mutuku, especially on Instagram. Nonetheless, I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you guys. I cannot say it enough. I cannot express it enough. You are truly appreciated. Keep the love coming. Keep sharing this podcast. I love, love, love getting your messages, guys. So keep them coming. Keep sharing your experiences, keep sharing it all, you know. So big up. Today's shout out goes to my little brother Carol Mutuku. Love you kiddo. Yeah, thank you for your endless support. This kid has been there for me from the jump. Yeah, he's somebody who I constantly, like regularly, every time we talk, we just share and exchange books. This kid reads. He, like, I don't even know. He's definitely read more books than I have, and he just schools me every time. And I hate to admit it, but I'm still smarter than you. So don't trip, kiddo. But yeah, man, Carol, I really, really appreciate you. I appreciate the love and support, and just yeah, the endless friendship. Carol is a man's man. Carol is a man's man, and yeah, I'm just so thankful for who you are to me. And yeah, just keep it pushing. The marathon continues. They don't know. I'm gonna say something in our language about Jew. About you, bro. So, let's keep it pushing forward, and yeah, I'm excited to where God will lead us. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, I got you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Big up to Karol Mutuku, and for all the ladies out there, he is single and ready to mingle. You know what I'm saying? So hit him up at Karol Mutuku on all platforms. Yeah, and once again to the rest of the community, I appreciate y'all. Until next time, let's keep it positive. Let's keep encouraging each other. And yeah, let me get back to reading. And I hope you get to your reading too. This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blonde.ca and you can find our website in the show notes.